Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 9, His Reply. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Matthew 7, verse 8. My husband opened his wallet to look for his credit card. But it wasn't there. We looked everywhere, but couldn't find it. We prayed about it and tried to retrace our steps. And that's when I received a phone call. It was the administration of our gated community. Someone had found his card on one of our hiking trails and brought it to the office. We were so thankful. It was such a fast and immediate answer from God. We didn't even have time to worry about it. Wouldn't it be great if all of our prayers were answered like that? But all of us know that from our human perspective, it is not always that way. Perhaps you, like me, sometimes feel stuck between the first part, everyone who asks, and the second part, receives. The three Greek present participles, ask, seeks, knocks, imply ongoing and constant actions. Furthermore, there are two present tense promises, receives and finds. We might think, I have been asking constantly and have not received. Am I really part of everyone? Well, four elements highlighted in verse 11 provide helpful insights for us. If you then, being evil, sinful, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him? Matthew 7, verse 11. Therefore, 1. Even though we give good gifts to our children, we are sinful. We don't always have a heavenly perspective. 2. God is not a distant deity. He is our heavenly Father, replying to us who are His children. 3. He gives good things to His children, but we won't always know or understand how something is good for us. 4. He gives good things to those who ask Him. He hears our ongoing petitions and always gives us an answer that is good for us. How important it is to remember that this is the same Father who has given us His Son in response to our need for salvation, so that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life. Let's praise God for His greatest gift of redemption and for all the good things that He gives us that we don't always understand.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!